1934, 19 years after the bloody landing at the beaches, the first Australians and New Zealanders visit the Gallipoli battlegrounds. They're greeted by Mustafa Kemal Ataturk with the following words. Those heroes that shed their blood and lost their lives, you are now lying in the soil of a friendly country. Therefore, rest in peace. There is no difference between the Johnnies and the Mehmets to us, where they lie side by side, here in this country of ours. You, the mothers, who sent their sons from far away countries, wipe away your tears. Your sons are now lying in our bosom and are at peace. After having lost their lives on this land, they have become our sons as well. This compassion and generosity from a man who, those 19 years ago, was fighting for his life and homeland against these invaders who saw entire divisions of his countrymen perish at their hands and famously commanded, "I do not expect you to attack, I order you to die." In 1985, the name Anzac Cove was officially recognised by the Turkish government and is now the site to an annual dawn service. As far and wide as Australian and New Zealand soldiers have served, as defenders, invaders and peacekeepers, their sacrifice is commemorated on this day, from Thailand to France, Tonga to Indonesia. Like they commemorate our Anzacs, let us not forget those who fought and died at Australian and New Zealand hands. Let us not forget their courage, sacrifice, and most of all the futility that stole away such youth, such hope, and such life. For there is indeed no difference between the Johnnies and the Mehmets when they lie side by side. Lest we forget.